Welcome to Arts Underground, everybody. I'm Katie Ganaway, and our guest today is Shedrick Pelt. He has an impressive background in photographing major historical events, and he's responsible for capturing some amazing shots of local artists here in the Tennessee Valley. So welcome, Shedrick. Hello.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so glad to talk with you today. So this is your second year of Here to Be Seen, which is an event held at the Orion Amphitheater again. So could you briefly tell us what's all happening at that event happening August 21st?
Absolutely. So like you said, this is our second year, and Here to Be Seen is really rooted in community and people. The project is really based around a music archive that the Huntsville Public Library has committed to producing every year from here on out around local musicians that highlight their work and really uplift the arts and entertainment community of Huntsville, Alabama. That is, like you, as you know, is like really bubbling right now with the addition of the Orion Amphitheater. So on the 21st at the Orion Amphitheater, you're going to see images from those blast artists taken by photographers from the Huntsville area. And that is what I'm most proud of about this project, is that we are really connecting all type of different people. This is a project that there's no stipulations on how long you've been a photographer or an artist, or what type of equipment you use, or what type of background, or whether you're professional or amateur or hobbyist. Like, this is a come as you are type of event. So this year we're going to see three local photographers plus myself will be showcasing photos of blast artists in an open gallery setting throughout the evening. And the event is really like a preview to the gallery that will inevitably be at the Huntsville City Hall through the month of September for the music month, September Music Month. And we're also, as a little bonus, we're also going to have some acoustic sets from some artists during the event as well. So it's going to be some photography, it's going to be some music, it's going to be some social gathering, it's going to be some storytelling and story sharing. It's really going to be just like an amazing cultural event.
You did mention the library, Blast Music, which is their free local music streaming platform. How did you get that partnership going with the library?
I'm a Huntsville native, and I went to high school at Sparkman High. And so I really grew up as a young person into an adult in Huntsville. And it really has, like, that place has really settled into my heart and my soul. And I being away from it, I always want to try to create a way to stay connected to the community and stay connected to what's happening on the ground in the city. And I have a really intimate connection to that Blast Artist platform because my brother, Dizzy D, which you are all familiar with.
Shout out Dizzy D.
Shout out Dizzy D. You know, we love what you guys do, helping amplify his music and what he's doing with other events in the city. So seeing how he was so truly engaged and just loved the connection he had with this program, I wanted to do something that kept me connected to the community, but also amplified the efforts of these artists. And so one of my talents that I've been graciously bestowed by whoever's up there watching down on us is photography. And so I went through and captured some photos of one or two of the artists. And then I decided, I think this has an opportunity to be something that can really be part of the future of this arts and entertainment hub that is quickly growing in Huntsville. So I connected with Annie at the public library, and almost immediately, without much even back and forth, she really found a connection with the project, and she was all in, and she really committed immediately to like doing whatever it would take to make sure that this could, you know, come to fruition and the vision would really come together. So, you know, once we had her support and her love, and also Jay, she brought on, who also works with the library, who this project also couldn't have been part of without him, without both of them together. Once we established the project with them, then they used their web to connect with the Huntsville Music Office. And then we connected with the Orion Amphitheater. Mm. And it's just like this perfect storm of people who are really selfless in the endeavor of like supporting Huntsville as a community, whether it be arts and whether it be agriculture or whether it be science or whether it be, you know, space flight. You know, there's a hub of people that are really selfless in supporting what Huntsville is about. And so, you know, once we had all those pieces in place, we just started connecting the dots, and what you see now is here to be seen.
And I wonder, when you do photograph local artists, how do you select those people, or do they come to you?
Yeah. So, you know, I went through the archive, and I wanted to mix it up. I wanted to make sure we had all genres of music, hip hop, R&B, soul, mm-hmm. rock, you know. So we had Dizzy D as a hip hop artist. We had one of my favorite bands, Camacho, who's just a rock star band, you know. So I had to get them. And I have a funny story I can share with you about Camacho, but I wanted to add Camacho. And then I had, you know, Sammy, who was like an R&B singer, sultry R&B voice, you know. Yes. So I wanted all these different genres to come together and to really define and lay out the voice of Huntsville. And at the same time, when I chose the locations, I wanted to choose Huntsville centric locations through my photos that I chose to showcase. So you'll see Big Spring Park. You'll see the overview over there up on the mountain. You know, you'll see all these local spots that you'll be familiar with when you see the photos that I took. That's how I really established what I wanted. I just went through and chose like these various artists that were available and interested in it. And it worked out very organically. And that story about Camacho and why I really love what we do. We showed up at their practice space, which was in a warehouse over off university. And I had this grandiose idea of this fog machine and like these lights coming in the background. So I started fogging out their warehouse space. And then all of the sprinkler systems just lit up. I mean, fire alarms everywhere. And we were like, you know, we had snap face. And I'm like, my first thought was like, okay, the first time I'm meeting these guys and I just got them kicked out of their practice space. So, you know, we head to the front because the sounds are so blaring that you can't even think. We head to the front door. It was almost like a stoner movie. When the door swung open, all this smoke machine smoke was fogging out of the door. And we Huntsville Fire Department with their trucks blaring and three or four or five gigantic firefighters with all their gear on staring at us like, God, what's going on, you know? And so that kind of like, you know, we were instantly connected by this celestial moment forever. Like I will remember these guys forever. And then the photo, it just came out amazing. It was just so much character and so much ambiance because we just moved to a location down the street. I sat the fellas on the curb and we took this photo. The lead singer has a black eye. And all the rest of the members are looking at like, you know, so it was just like
a black eye.
He had like a little black eye. I don't even know what happened in the door or something, but it was just like, it was so perfect. It was the type of experience, like selfishly, what I was trying to create through this project myself was like connecting with these artists and telling these stories and sharing stories. And so it was just amazing, amazing way to start the project.
And now people are at least in on one of the stories.
Now people are at least in on one of the stories. Right. And honestly, each experience I had with each artist, I had an amazing experience with them. Yeah. Like for instance, like Sammy, she brought her son and watching her mother her son in the moment, it was just like really special because I was just like this inside fly on the wall and watching her be so delicate and gentle with her son and like tell him what's going on. And he was so proud of watching his mom take these photos. And it was just like so many amazing experiences.
So there's a story behind every photo. That's amazing. And you're making like a mosaic of these stories.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And people are going to one day be able to follow this breadcrumb of images and stories and really get a understanding of what was happening in a city like Huntsville in this time. I really want to give big, big shout out to the library.
Of course.
The library is this place where it's nonpartisan. It's safe. It's, you know, you come, again, you come as you are. They are committed to helping everybody equally. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like this hub of safe spaces. And it's really a space that we need to protect, you know? And so I really give all the shouts to the Huntsville Library.
This year at Here to Be Seen, what is something that folks who come out to the event would not expect, but would be pleased with?
I think the opportunity to meet face to face with these artists, not just through an album cover or not just through a promo video. Like, you can actually be in the room and establish a personal connection with these people. And I think that, like, that is what art is about. It's like breaking through this fourth wall. You know, we see all of our favorite artists on TV and it feels a little disconnected. But with events like this, we can bring people together. Yeah. And in a moment like this, we can really do some community building. And I think that's the biggest thing people are going to have a takeaway from this event, is the community building aspect of this. And also, if you've never been to the backstage at Orion, it's such a beautiful experience because we're having this event right as the sun is coming down. So you're going to get this beautiful backstage experience of the Orion with the sun setting and the marble and the gravitas that it is. And then you could also be able to connect with the amazing staff that is part of this project, whether it be from the Orion or whether it be from the music office or whether it be from the Huntsville Public Library. You'll be able to, you know, connect with your community members face to face.
You are part of this event. Like, you are one of the photographers on the panel that we're going to have a discussion. And I got to know a little bit about you and your background, because I understand you've worked on a State of the Union address with President Biden, the January 6th insurrection on the U.S. Capitol, and also a Trinidad farmers market. So you've had all this experience. How would you compare photographing on an assignment to putting your skills into such a personal project like Here to Be Seen?
You know, it's really, honestly, it's one and the same. You know, I've been blessed to be able to work with outlets like the Washington Post, which I do most of my work with, NPR, New York Times. Mm. And I've had an opportunity to cover hyper local stories through those outlets.
Wow.
You know, and for me, you know, a city is not just a city. Where a city that I live in is not just a city at all. This is home. This is where I lay my head. This is a place that keeps me safe. This is a place that helps me grow. So the work that I do here in DC is certainly on par with the same work that I do in Huntsville. You know, it's very personal and intimate, and it's just as much about the subjects that I'm covering or the stories that I'm covering as what I'm getting from that experience in covering those stories that are sometimes tragic and tough, and then sometimes they're beautiful, and sometimes they are really historically groundbreaking events. And so, you know, it's really all one continuous byline for me of like really capturing stories of hyper local people, situations, and events.
Mm-hmm. And you are taking a piece of home with you wherever you go. But I also want to know, you know, photographing outside of Alabama, what have you applied in your learning lessons outside of Alabama to capturing these local artists in your photos that everybody's going to see it here to be seen?
You know, one thing I always carry with me, and I think people recognize, is my Southern hospitality.
Right.
You know, and that really, I think that really grounds me in stories a lot of time, because I think people can, or at least I come forward in the hopes that people see that I'm coming into this moment with them in a very honest and like compassionate empathy, right? I'm leading with all these things when I'm coming into these spaces. And so I think when I captured things outside of Alabama, I think the world really recognized like that Southern graciousness about me. And it allows me to really dig into some really real stories, because it really feels like they know that I'm there for them and I'm there for the story, not just to be a voyeur, not just to show up and leave and take Right. You know, I want to show up and give as much as I'm taking from the situation. So it's always, these situations are always a give, give. And I think, you know, and another aspect of who I am is, you know, I come from a military background. So I come into some of these more hectic situations. I really go into it with a very stoic presence as well, which comes from that military background. Shout out Redstone Arsenal. Shout out my father, who was in the military for 32 years. You know, so there's a balance of this stoic nature, and then there's a balance of this like compassionate Southern gentleman kind of thing. And so those are the rooted aspects of my character that I really take into the field every day.
What do you have in mind for the evolution of Here to Be Seen?
Here to Be Seen will continue to be an accessible event for artists. And I think as we move forward, I think we'll have an opportunity to include more artists, more musicians, and more, and maybe evolve and, you know, evolve on the story of what Huntsville is becoming as this arts and music hub. So into the future, I hope to see maybe a call for images. You know, maybe there's some type of scholarship or sponsorship that we can, you know, be a part of that that really amplifies and helps it grow. You know, and last year we were fortunate enough, you know, to have some fundraising from Alabama Arts and Humanities, which was, we were really gracious and really thankful for that. And so we're hoping that we can really see more opportunities like that to see this thing grow. But essentially, it will always continue to be an accessible opportunity. And that is something that I will really take into the future with this project, is it being accessible to any level of artistry. We just want people to come in and showcase their work, showcase the work that they are committed to and they love. And I think that's going to be a big part of it from here on out.
And all this work that is going to be on display, like, that is in perpetuity. Like, it's going to live online. It's going to live, you know, wherever it might be. But I want to know from your perspective as a photographer, like, how do you feel about, you know, knowing not only your photography for Washington Post, NPR, but also your photography here in Huntsville could live on, you know, past your lifetime?
This year, I really attached to this word ikigai. Which loosely translates to a reason for being, right? Mm. And so I've really found over the last 3, 4, 5 years, definitely, surely since the 2020 uprising here in DC, I found photography as my reason for being. I found that, you know, when we look at us as a tribe, right? You're part of my tribe. Annie's part of my tribe. Mm-hmm. Orion is part of my tribe. We're all in this tribe. And, you know, my place as a tribe member is like a historian, a storyteller, right? Yeah. You know, what's the guy from Lion King, the bamboo guy with the stick? You know, that guy who Rafiki. He always has these stories and he's putting together his potions and things, and he's telling these stories. And like, that's kind of like where I see myself in the tribe, is like making sure we remember who we are, where we come from, that we know where we're going. Right. And I'm not the only one that's doing that. I have brethren throughout this industry that are doing that. And that's why I want to bring these photographers together, because every single one of our voices matters. They don't need to be from the Washington Post. They don't need to be from some major media outlet. You can just be your local music photographer that has taken photos of Huntsville musicians for the last 15 years. And that is so important to where we're headed as a community.
I love that you have this community aspect and that you're lifting others up who are doing similar work as you. I love that so much. Mm-hmm. Right. So what would you say is the one thing you would like people to take away from this year's Here to Be Seen?
We keep us safe. Mm. Period. Mm-hmm. I want people to walk into this space, have a conversation, have an experience, and leave there knowing that the people that you just met, they're on your side, you know?
Right.
You may not have, they may not be family. They may not be blood. You may not live next door to them, but they're there to uplift you on your worst days. And I hope that's what people, and I think that's with the collection of people that we've brought together, not only the artists, but just the people that are part of the crew around this event. I'm 100% sure that that'll be a takeaway for most people.
Well, thank you so much, Shedrick. I appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. I appreciate you, and I will see you soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited. Thank you.